Inflation has delivered its second shock in as many days, this time at the wholesale level. The U.S. Labor Department reports that producer prices in June were 11.3% higher than a year ago. The core rate, not including food and fuel, was still up more than 8%. A report on Wednesday showed that retail inflation was also sharply higher than expected. Separately, home mortgage rates shot back up this week, averaging 5.5% for a 30-year loan. The inflation news and weak bank earnings held Wall Street in check. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 142 points to close at 30,630. The Nasdaq rose 3 points. The S&P 500 fell 11. A federal grand jury today indicted the white suspect in the Buffalo supermarket massacre of 10 black victims. Peyton Gendron now faces hate crimes and other counts on top of state murder charges. The federal indictment came shortly before local and state leaders marked the 2-month anniversary of the shootings.
This is the day where we declare that hate did not win, that hate was defeated, that hate has no place in East Buffalo or in the great state of New York, and that this community drove out the darkness.
The store has had a full renovation since the attack. It reopens tomorrow. There is a new twist in the January 6th investigation. It turns out that the U.S. Secret Service erased text messages from January 5th and 6th shortly after an oversight official asked for them. The Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security tells Congress that it happened during equipment replacement. It's not clear what the messages said. A new rocket attack in Ukraine killed at least 23 people today and wounded more than 100. Ukrainian officials say that Russian missiles hit Vinnytsia, southwest of Kyiv. Thousands of war refugees have taken sanctuary there. The barrage also damaged buildings and dozens of cars. Ukraine's President Zelensky condemned the attack as he addressed a conference on war crimes.
Today, in the morning, Russian missiles hit an ordinary, peaceful city. Houses were destroyed. A medical center was destroyed. Cars and trams were on fire. This is an act of Russian terror. They are not people.
Russia has repeatedly claimed that it does not target civilian sites in Ukraine. In Sri Lanka, a calm came over the streets of Colombo, the capital, today, as protesters left government buildings after days of occupation. Stragglers taking selfie photos vacated the homes of the prime minister and the president, hoping to head off further violence after street clashes overnight.
This is not us handing back these institutions. We have achieved our main goal. We no longer need to occupy these buildings, so we are leaving.
Meanwhile, the country's president flew to Singapore days after fleeing Sri Lanka. The parliament speaker's office said it received his resignation. An official announcement is set for tomorrow. A searing heat wave across southern Europe kept wildfires spreading today from the Iberian Peninsula to Turkey. In Portugal, firefighters battled flames in temperatures topping 110 degrees. Major fires were also burning in southern France, western Spain, Croatia, and Turkey. Back in this country, Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana Trump, has died at her home in New York City. The former president announced it today, but gave no details. They married in 1977 and had 3 children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, before a highly publicized divorce. Ivana Trump was 73. The U.S. Congress has paid final tribute to Herschel Woody Williams, the last Medal of Honor recipient from World War II. In 1945, he fought alone to eliminate Japanese machine gun positions on Iwo Jima. Today, lawmakers gathered in the U.S. Capitol, where Williams lay in honor. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called him a force of nature.
With Woody's passing, we have lost a deeply selfless American and a vital link to our nation's greatest generation. His story echoes the service of so many Americans who faced the horrors of war so that liberty might triumph over fascism.
Woody Williams died last month in his native West Virginia. He was 98 years old. And a never-seen self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh has turned up, hidden behind another painting, Head of a Peasant Woman, one of his known works. This X-ray image at the National Galleries of Scotland shows the newly found portrait under layers of cardboard and glue. Experts say it is from Van Gogh's early years, since it shows the left ear that he famously cut off in 1888. Still to come on the NewsHour, how a rape case involving a 10-year-old girl has become a flashpoint in the abortion debate. Women and girls in Afghanistan push for education in the face of Taliban resistance. Journalist Mark Leibovich discusses his new book on the powerful Republicans who backed Donald Trump, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.